Temperatures tumble down to start this Monday, and we do have a couple of cold mornings in store before we really start to see those temperatures head up. I want to go back to this weekend, though, just briefly. We tied a record high Saturday afternoon. We hit 88 degrees, almost 90. It's the hottest day of the year so far. And then we had the rain and thunderstorms and even some tornadoes up in southeast Georgia. Sunday was much quieter. It was a little bit cooler, though. And the clouds that we had move over us yesterday are still going to be over us today. There will be some periods where it looks a little on the cloudy side, and there will be some times where we have some sunshine peeking through. I mentioned the cold temperatures, though. We're going to be in the 40s this morning, and then again tomorrow morning. And there may be some spots inland that even get into the 30s, but Tuesday, that's when our warming trend starts. Today, it's still going to be a touch cool into the afternoon. Thanks in part to those clouds, we'll only be in the 60s. But then we have more sunshine in store tomorrow, and our temperatures will soar into the 70s. And then we have the 80s in store beginning on Wednesday, basically all the way through the weekend. Let's talk about TPC Sawgrass, though. We have Military Appreciation Day tomorrow. It looks great. Temperatures are going to be around 70 degrees for all of the afternoon festivities. You may need a light jacket, especially as we get later into the evening. Temperatures will be in the 60s. We'll have an onshore breeze. It's really going to be great out there, though. Wednesday does offer at least a shot at rain. This looks pretty isolated. There is a very fast-moving, weak system that is going to track across central Florida, and so we may see a shower south of I-10. That doesn't look like a lot of rain on Wednesday. Thursday and Friday are looking A-OK. Temperatures near I-95 will be in the lower 80s. And out at Ponte Vedra Beach, we'll be in the 70s. It'll be comfortable, though, with a bit of a breeze. I do have my eyes on Friday and this weekend, though. So late Friday, I'm seeing some hints or signals that there may be some showers that approach northeast Florida. It doesn't look like a washout. And then again Saturday and Sunday, it looks like there's some rain around. The forecast model scenarios don't really have a good idea of what's going to happen next weekend. But I've been keeping an eye on that forecast a lot. Last few days, and it looks like there has been some rain in that weekend forecast. So stay tuned. Over the next few days, we'll start to hone in and iron out that all-important weekend forecast, as it is the last two rounds out at TPC Sawgrass. Bottom line is, it's not going to be too cold out there for any round out at the Players. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.